Glory to Jesus Christ. Reading, thinking about this gospel during the week, it came to my mind, a memory. It's about one man my previous parish many years ago. He was a good man, but he was quite negative, critical, some kind of stern, not pleasant. And when he got sick and I went to visit him, he was 70 years old at the time, we had a long discussion and I asked him, why are you in this mood always? And we had a long discussion and I found out that, he lived in this state of, he was not able to forgive. And he carried this anger in his heart. And I think this changed him. And I remember when I was leaving him that I was thinking about this gospel. That really I felt that he is really in this far country where he is suffering. And when he cannot feel God's Father's love, that he is not home. I don't know, we were transferred, so I don't know how his life went on from that moment, but I felt somehow sorry, that I thought that would be cause to ourselves through many bad steps that we go out of God's love, out of God's house, and we suffer. But when I recall that and I wanted to use it for today, this is like example, another thought came to my mind. I said, you are not very different. And when we read gospel, when we read nice books, spiritual books, of holy fathers, when we try to understand and to know life of saints, I think that through these things, we have to come to recognition how far we are too. At least it is always for me when I read something and I realize, if you had a good thought that you made some kind of progress, here you are, you can see another point. You are too far still. You are too far and there is no intention in you to return back because you like to be in this far country. And I think that it's good gospel, and maybe it is good for us to turn a little bit away from this wonderful example of God's love, turn to this our position where we are. If last Sunday we were invited to realize where we are in our life, where we stand in front of God, today we are invited to make this journey back, to make this journey back to God's house. And we have, and it is not easy. Because usually, as that young son, he felt well in this far country. He didn't have any intention to return back until he felt on the bottom of human misery. Then he came to senses. He wanted to improve his life and he saw that if he is just a servant in his father house, he would have better life than in this misery. And this is not something that we should wait for, to fall down the bottom of our misery, human misery. This gospel is given to us to realize, to look for if we are far from God or not, and to make a really good decision, return back. But it requires a little bit of work. It requires heart which is longing for God. It requires this, our intention, what is goal of my life? If goal of my life to be with God, then it is easy to find out where we are. It's easy to make decision to return back. If we want this, if this is the main thing in our life. If it's not, well, we are not able to make this. And everything is about that. Everything in our life is around this question, what I want. Do I want to be with God or not? Just to give him something little bit, you know, that to give him a few minutes on Sunday, few minutes morning and few minutes evening, well, it will not move us to Father's house. But if we create this desire in a heart which is longing for God, somehow our inner sense, this our soul will have power to understand where we are and what we are supposed to do. And then we will try to make this return from this far country back to God's house. And this is nothing like big, that I betrayed God and now I have to return back. It's to recognition where I am today, where is my heart. And I have to realize that each day, it's day when I should start this journey back to God. Is my heart burning for God? Am I able to sacrifice things just to express my love? Is my heart burning enough that I am trying to really do everything to get this God's love to my heart, to be surrounded with God's love? This about this inner state in us. No doubt, if somebody has this desire for God, real desire, not some kind of sentimental, romantic, and based on this crap, you know, which we can see in these modern books, you know, about spirituality, which says, oh, it's important for you, just feel well, be positive. This is not, I can be positive as I want to be, but if I am far from God, it will not help me if I pretend something. If I try to feel well through many other things, earthly things, it will not help me if I am far from God. This life is about that. Real life is about that. I know what is wrong in me. And I make this painful journey when I remove everything what is in my position to God back. This is important, and we have to have this burning heart for that. If we don't make it, it's something that is not good. We'll be suffering here. We'll be not happy. And what is worse is, and in this gospel, it is clear that Father was looking for his son. He was waiting for him. He was ready to accept him back. But he didn't go to far country. He was waiting until his son comes back, and then he surrounded him with this great love. But he didn't go there and said, "Oh son, doesn't matter that you abandoned me. It doesn't matter that you betrayed me. It doesn't matter that you wasted everything what I gave you. I am here for you, just stay." No. It was his decision to go away. Each thing which causes in our life that we are far from God is dangerous for our souls, because God will not find us there. But we, if we start this journey back, then we can have experience of God's love. To treat God that he is this good, some kind of good being, that whatever we do, he will forgive us, he will take care of us, he will love us, he will be merciful to us. Yes, he will. He will everything more than we can imagine. But if we go back to him, if we have this desire to get back to God's house, if we, in our free will, don't make this decision to go to him, we are out. Not because God doesn't love us, because we didn't love God and we made decision to be away. And this is something what we need to hear and to realize. Actually, I think that we should be fearful. We should have this deep respect or fear of God in our heart, to be afraid of, to lose this contact with God's house. Without that, we'll not make progress. Without that, it will be difficult to return back to God's house. And without that, we will be asking many questions, why things go wrong in our life. Let's try to start to practice that. If we were practicing from last Sunday, this realization where we are in our life in front of God. Where are we? And if we came to some conclusions, today is time to make decision and to start to make these decisions, to make this journey back to Father, to come to senses, to take it seriously. Not accord my own wisdom, but accord wisdom of the gospel, accord wisdom of saints, the wisdom of those who are already in heaven. Those should be this points it shows us, or signs, how to get back. This time for preparation for a great fast, it's not easy. It gives us a lot of tough questions about ourselves. I think that we all these questions can put to one question. How serious are you about your faith? How serious you are about your relationship with God? How serious you are about your eternal life? Amen.